Seattle Opera opens a new production of Tosca this weekend at McCaw Hall. Longtime opera-goers are used to seeing Spate Jenkins at the top of the stairs there greeting patrons before they head to their seats. But Jenkins retired this summer and Aidan Lang has taken up the reins. Lang is English by birth and a stage director by training. He spent most of his career in the opera world, most recently as general director of New Zealand Opera. Lang has been in Seattle since last March, shadowing the legendary Spate.
What for me was important was really to understand Seattle and the Seattle audience. And that's, for me, central to what any company does, and that is it serves its audience, first and foremost. And the thing is, not only are audiences different from country to country, but I've discovered pretty swiftly they're different. Each city has its own identity, and I think the way culture sits in that city is different from city to city.
In terms of the Seattle opera audience or the Seattle cultural audience, what did you glean in these 9 months that you've been here that would distinguish us from the Metropolitan Opera audience?
I think the audience reflects the city, which has a freshness, an innovative or inquiring nature, a willingness to look at things. You know, they'll make a judgment on it, but it's not a stuffy audience. And I think it reflects the vibrancy of this city, which is great. It was fantastic to come to an arts organization with that already built in.
Obviously, any opera company's mission is to present opera, but is there a specific Lang regime mission when it comes to the sort of opera that you want to present to these Northwest audiences?
Okay, look, I come from a background of having been a stage director, but it's not just that. I think the landscape has shifted. I think in this country we have generations who grew up on opera through listening to Saturday morning broadcasts from the Met and through CDs. And just as the CD industry has imploded, you know, I think the whole landscape has changed, that people are now consuming opera visually. When I say that opera is a piece of theatre, first and foremost, that's not just me as a director speaking. I think it is the currency of today.
I'm speaking with Aidan Lang. He's the general director of Seattle Opera. And this particular season, 14-15, was mostly of Spate's choosing, is that right?
No, it really is a mix, because we ended up changing two of the titles. And actually, later on, we had temporarily taken out a fifth opera. We reinstated it, which was a title of my choice. So it really is a blend of the two, and that's nice.
We have had 30-plus years of knowing what Spate Jenkins likes, so we don't really know what Aidan Lang's operatic likes are, except for I read someplace that you liked Mozart. So what, in general, can we expect to see on stages, and more specifically, what are we going to see for the 15-16 season?
In choosing a repertoire, my decision is not based necessarily on what I like. My choice is based on what is best going to serve our audience with a vibrant and varied program. You know, if you went to a program which I liked, it would be exceedingly obscure and probably no one would turn up to it because I've been working a long time and I've developed various tastes. So really, for me, it's the repertoire is driven by how to bring out fantastic experiences for our audiences. Another driver for me is a variety of presentational style. The way I've always done it is to find the right team for the right piece. And just as not every conductor is going to be conversant in every musical style, so not every director is necessarily going to get to the heart of every single work. So that's part of the fun, is choosing the right team to present the right opera.
Any art form, opera, ballet, dance, film, whatever, has to respond to the people who are alive, and it needs an infusion of new work. What commitment, if any, do you have to actually fostering and creating new work to move the art form into the middle of the 21st century?
Well, I'm very pleased that we are able to present a new work this year. Through our community engagement program, we had commissioned an opera which was intended to be performed maybe in smaller venues around the city and around the region. And it came about by asking people to describe their most precious belongings and why it was dear to them. And out of this incredible amount of material, two stories were selected, and an opera by Jack Perler was created. It lasts about 70 minutes.
I'm curious what opera files or dedicated opera goers need to think about or know about as they approach new musical work.
I think one of the problems for any new experience is how much information the audience has to take in. They have to take in a storyline, a musical idiom which may be unfamiliar, words they may struggle to hear, as well as any visual side. So what we're actually doing, because we have a time advantage, the piece is about 70, 75 minutes long, as part of the ticket, we're going to do an on-stage introduction to the sound world for about 15, 20 minutes. Because often the barrier to people is what is it going to sound like? Am I going to be at one with the sound world?
Every arts organization have this ongoing struggle financially, but also to reach out, grow an audience. So how does a new opera like this help you reach that goal? And what else do you need to do to bring people into this place?
Well, in terms of a new opera, because it has come out of Seattle, we will, of course, in advance be making a lot of programs going out into, especially to the Japanese-American community and also the Jewish community who are involved in the opera as well, to introduce it to them well in advance. On a broader term, it's interesting. We have no problem bringing new people in. Sometimes the problem, well, this is an industry-wide problem, is letting that stick. People will come for one time and they sit in our database and don't come back. So it means we've got a lot of people to talk to, an awful lot of people to talk to. I think what it's about and is messaging clearly that what we have on offer really is a very intense and thrilling experience. And that seems to be very current. You know, people no longer are collecting gizmos and gadgets. They are collecting experiences. We have the advantage of all the art forms of being the one which includes all elements of drama, music, and the visual element as well, and strong storytelling. So I think we have the tools there to go out and say, look, let's give it a go. And we know that once we got people to come two or three times, then they generally are hooked.
You take over from somebody who had become synonymous with this organization. And I'm curious what challenges that has presented for you.
I don't see it as a challenge. What I bring to the party is a changing and evolving point of view. That would be a worry if the Seattle audience and the culture of a city was very retrograde. But because it isn't, that isn't a worry in the slightest. So I inherit this incredible bedrock, which is a great platform for which to take the company forward. Seattle Opera is a civic asset. It belongs in this community. And I'm asking my team to consistently remember that our purpose as an arts company is actually not to put on great opera, it's to give great experiences. That we put on great opera is a complete given. But it's about saying our purpose is what we do to the audience.
Aidan Lang is general manager of Seattle Opera. Audiences can see the company's production of Tosca starting this weekend at McCaw Hall at Seattle Center.